Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and yes, I said everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out to our truckers out there in the highways and byways doing their job, keeping America moving. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, G-E-T-T-R, on the word Getter. And you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that you see there and find out more about the show that way, as well as the fact that we have a live feed right now coming, going to the satellite that comes from the radio station. A live feed is right there on the website. If you can't hear me any other way or if you're having troubles, go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that live feed. Boom, you're there. All right, joining us from California, the professor of politics, the one and only Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
It is all of that. And it's a little chilly. So the gang outside was reacting slowly because I guess they switched from beer and alcohol to hot toddies or something. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, New York's got a big problem right now when it comes to the EMS, the firefighters, and some police, but the police haven't responded the way the firefighters have in the EMS. 26 fire stations were closed because of the rules that went into effect about if you're not vaccinated, you can't be on duty.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we understand a 7-year-old boy was killed in a blaze just in the last day or so. And again, this looks like this is part of the shutdowns and the response times and now the shortages that are going to ensue from having so many firefighters.
I am so glad that you mentioned the word response times before I did, because this is where the rubber meets the road, and this is going to be the problem. When you close down 26 fire stations, you've already taken response times that to say are critical is an understatement of the year. Now you've added to those response times, which means the critical golden 10 when it comes to emergency medical on life-saving emergencies, getting the people responding there, getting treatment given to them, and then getting them moved and on their way to a hospital within 10 minutes, that is going to kill people because it's not going to happen.
Captain, I would think that anybody who is a true leader, whether it be a mayor, whether it be a president, would try to find a way to make this work, to make this happen. and not to simply go merrily down this road of get vaccinated or get out by not really even looking at the science on what does it mean.
De Blasio, the moron that he is, made the following statement. He said, well, when they're not getting a paycheck, then they'll realize they have to get a vaccination. What a comment.
Well, of course, yeah. That just shows he has a complete and total disregard for what is happening in this country, and they are not looking at the science. We've talked about this before, and it does bear repeating. What is the problem with finding out why these firefighters and first responders, they have some pretty good experience, Captain. They understand this whole issue.
Yep.
And many of them have had COVID, and they are not taking any of this into account, even to discuss it.
Yep.
As opposed to simply saying, you must be vaccinated, you must comply.
Yep, and there's an entire medical wing out there around the world that disagrees totally with the National Health Institute and the CDC with their findings. Totally.
Well, that's right. And again, this isn't about the vaccine is bad or don't take the vaccine. This is about not actually going through and figuring out how to make this work so that the public is not put at risk. And we don't have buildings on fire that can't be put out, and we don't have people who are arresting or having some other medical problem, and the medical people aren't there to help them. This is outrageous.
Yep, and we'll be talking more about this as the week goes along, because I expect de Blasio is going to have to backtrack and say, okay, boys, we'll give you till January, whatever, to do what needs to be done. In the meantime, we'll take a look at whatever. They need to do that. But anyway, the Supreme Court is very much in the news right now because they have defied the Biden administration and has accepted the cases on immigration and the EPA and the big New York State restrictive gun laws case. This is going to be a very busy Supreme Court.
It really is. And part of this, the immigration aspect of this has to do with the Trump policies, of course. But this has to do with whether or not people coming into this country have a means of supporting themselves once they get here. And this is what this is going to center around. The EPA issue as well is also very, very important, and whether or not the EPA can simply arbitrarily impose carbon restrictions and these kinds of things. So it'll be very interesting to see how this turns out. But the Biden administration did not want them to talk about this.
Nope. And we're going to.
That's right.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, all eyes are on Virginia. And Terry McAuliffe did a 180 yesterday. We'll tell you what he did. And is it too little, too late? I believe so. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. We'll tell you what's on our mind. What's on our mind right now is Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. I was having a conversation with some folks over the weekend that bought a lot of different things in unison because they went. They took my advice. They went to the MyPillow.com website. They took a look at everything that was there. Then they took a look at the Radio Listener Specials page and saw everything that was there and saw that the prices on that page, Radio Listener Specials page, were in most cases cheaper than they were on the front page for some of the items they wanted to get. So they bought Christmas presents. They bought their own presents. They spent a couple hundred dollars at MyPillow.com, and they're just as happy as can be, and their stuff will be here in 2 or 3 days based on the delivery schedule. And by the way, everything was in stock. Everything was in stock. And yes, they're going to wrap some of it for Christmas and give it to some of their family and friends. So go to the website, MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. Whatever you're looking at, the promo code will always be Captain. And remember, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Speak to a live person. They'll answer any questions you have. Place your order there if for some reason you don't want to go online and do it on the Internet. Now, MyPillow.com is a website. Promo code Captain on anything and everything. Telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there. Check it out. You'll have a very merry and happy Christmas. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's all about Virginia right now. All eyes are on Virginia. Glenn Youngkin is definitely the leader in the clubhouse right now. Terry McAuliffe has made an about-face and done a dramatic turn to get away from the Trump stuff that he was saying everywhere and anywhere he met, trying to make this about Trump, that this was a Trump campaign where the people were going to be voting against Trump, and nobody was buying it, because what they were buying is their wallets, which are getting a lot thinner because of Joe Biden and his economic policies that Mr. McAuliffe has not distanced himself from.
Well, Captain, when you look at the economics of the situation, these are things that can't be hidden. Terry McAuliffe can't go out and say, no, gas prices aren't as high as you think they are. Bread doesn't cost what you think it costs, et cetera, et cetera. Likewise, he can't go out and say that it's all about Donald Trump and Glenn Youngkin is Donald Trump, because people don't see this as being effective anymore. If anything, they understand that President Trump was doing a lot of good things. And I think that a lot of people who might have even been so-called anti-Trump at some point are saying, wait a minute, things were a lot better when Trump was president. And it also, in terms of the education perspective, the critical race theory, all these things, they're not buying the illusion anymore from people like Terry McAuliffe.
No, they're not. And it's just, the election is one day away. It's tomorrow, Tuesday. And Terry McAuliffe didn't show up at a whole bunch of his events over the weekend. As a matter of fact, he had the lieutenant governor there, one of them, with a big banner up for Terry McAuliffe, this, that, and the other. Nobody said Terry McAuliffe wasn't going to show up. They had 25 people there.
Well, that is very, very embarrassing, number one. Now, we can go back to the Biden campaign, where he had pretty low turnout, to say the least, but yet still ended up, winning 80 million votes or something. I don't think that it's really the same kind of situation here, though, because we have the polls now are shifting and have shifted dramatically in favor of Glenn Youngkin, and I think that we're going to see perhaps a real upset in Virginia. But I do think the McAuliffe campaign understands that they have blown it to such a great degree.
Well, the other thing is that Project Lincoln that they led people to believe was Republican because of the whatever that was. There's some sort of Lincoln thing with the Republican. It's got a log cabin Lincoln.
There's a Lincoln Project. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is. But the Lincoln Project, Project Lincoln, is a Democratic thing. Okay, same name, different way of doing it. And the fact of the matter is, I don't know, it was Log Cabin Lincolns or something like that. But anyway, that's the gay group of the Republicans. But anyway, this deal here, they lied about what they were doing. They got caught at it. The people that were there were Democrats. Some of them were representatives of the Democratic State Party, not just members, but they were like on the executive committee and all that. And they got nailed. And oh, by the way, Youngkin's out there. I saw one of the things that he did over the weekend. Youngkin's out there, and he had several thousand people at an event. And I would have thought to begin with it was a Donald Trump event.
Right. Well, but Glenn Youngkin is out there talking about these issues, the issues that McAuliffe doesn't want to talk about. You recall he got angry at the reporter, thinking that the reporter wasn't asking questions that people in Virginia wanted to hear about. But of course he was asking questions that people in the Commonwealth wanted to hear about. And so, but the voters, I think, Captain, are saying, here comes McAuliffe, here comes the same old thing, dirty tricks. Yeah, we'll put the people out and say they're white supremacists for Youngkin and all this ridiculous nonsense, and they're done with it. They're just done with it.
Yeah, and the big thing is education. People trust and believe that Mr. Youngkin is going to do the best thing for education after McAuliffe came out and mentioned that ridiculous comment about the fact that the parents shouldn't be involved at all in the educational upbringing of their kids.
Yeah, don't they focus group these comments ahead of time? What parent wants to hear you're persona non grata at the school?
Well, maybe the Democrats feel that way.
Well, I think that's very revealing. You said it, Captain. That's exactly, I think, what these elite believe. Rank and file may not necessarily believe that, but the elite obviously do.
But here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. There's all kinds of fun and games. It could be Log Cabin Republicans. Thanks, Jeff. Told me what they are. I don't really know, that much about them, but they're Log Cabin Republicans. But anyway, the Republican Party of Virginia, by the way, unnerved at the high number of drop boxes all over the state of Virginia. You know about that, right?
Right.
They've deployed volunteers to keep an eye on the ballot boxes around the clock because some of them are sitting like in parking lots or rest areas. Certainly room for ballot security is an issue because of this. And so there won't be any monkeying around with these ballot boxes. They got people sitting on top of them watching them.
As well they should. There are permanent drop boxes in my area, the public library, for example, and even though it's not election time, it's still there, but that's right. So people can, if they're not being observed, then shenanigans can occur.
The Democrat is capable and will do anything they have to do to win, and too many Republicans live in na-na land, the land of the naive. The Democratic Party is going to be probing for any weakness in the election system and move into take advantage of it, especially in Virginia. They do not want to lose that race. And while we still have drop boxes, ballot harvesting, mail-in voting, voting machines with modems, holes in the ID requirement that you could drive a truck through, it's not a mystery. It's fraud done by design. Now, some of the rules have been changed, but we still got another year or so before they get changed to where they need to be, so we don't have to worry about all this stuff.
Well, right. Well, I think what Duncan was talking about, what's happening in Virginia right now, it's really a movement at this point. It's a movement away from all the stuff that that McCall's mm-hmm. been talking about mm-hmm. and a movement to mm-hmm. some common sense.
Now, this brings me to Joe Biden and the idiotic statement that he made that's sure to fail. Now, with gas prices going over the roof and with gas prices all over the South over $3 a gallon, which is something that nobody thought would happen again down here, okay, and with some of your gas prices out there at $7 a gallon, do you know what Joe Biden's answer is?
What's that?
Well, we're just going to ask the Middle East countries and OPEC to pump more prices, pump more oil, and that will definitely help the situation. Let me ask you a question, Kyle. How many terrorist-sympathizing countries in the Middle East are going to pump more oil in the dirtiest way possible, because it's not clean what they do, it's dirty. We pump clean oil, they don't. How many are going to do that for the United States that you know of?
Well, not very many.
Maybe one.
Yeah. Well, but this president is tying our security, our destiny to
the freaking OPEC.
That's right.
I'm sorry for butting in here, but I'm so mad about this I could spit bullets. We were energy independent. We basically told OPEC to go take a flying leap off a long pier, and we didn't need them. And now, well, we're going to ask OPEC to pump more oil. No, Joe, that's not what you do. We use our own oil. It is cheaper. We do it better, and it would cause our oil prices to drop back down again, which they don't want to do because they want everybody to plug a car into their garage receptacle.
Right.
Jesus. All right, hold that thought. And boy, you think I'm hot. I haven't even started. These morons that are out there, we've got to get rid of them. And if we don't get rid of them in 2022, you better find another country to live in. That's how serious it is. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Houston Astros forcing a Game 6 of the World Series as they defeated the Braves in front of the Braves' hometown crowd in Game 5 on Sunday evening. The Braves now have the 3-2 game series lead. But the series now moves on to Houston for Game 6 on Tuesday and Game 7 there if necessary. In some sad baseball news, Jerry Remy, who was a 10-year Major League Baseball player who went on to become a over 40-year Red Sox broadcaster, has passed away. After six bouts with cancer, Jerry Remy was 68. Police in Texarkana, Texas say they've arrested a 21-year-old suspect after a person was shot and killed and nine others were wounded in a shooting at a Halloween party there on Saturday night. And this is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. As everybody knows that's been listening to me for some time, for at least the past 6+ years, I've been taking a product called Relief Factor, which has become part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time and pain and swelling that I suffer from in my left leg, ankle, and foot. Now, this product, if taken regularly, works. It's that simple. It's worked for me and tens of thousands of other people. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are what help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problems is that you've got by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, which is an excellent thing right there, because I kicked Mobic and Flexerol to make sure I got on this, because I was getting side effects with the Mobic and Flexerol. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. And it will support a healthy response to the inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in. Again, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It also helps you to heal. Now, for $19.95, which is all it costs, that's the 3-week quick start to get started on it. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That gets you on the 1995 3-week quick start, and away you go. And when you take it, don't just take it because you got a pain one day and the next day you feel good and then the next day it comes back. That's your body telling you you need to keep taking it. That's what you do. You get it in your system, and once you get it in your system, it'll work for you, and away you go. And I take it twice a day, once in the morning when I get up, and once at night about midnight. So there you go. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to keep going on Joe Biden here for a minute because there's a couple more things to say. First of all, Joe Biden says the United States is on the right track despite our record inflation, high gas prices, and shortages. 71% of the country disagrees with him.
That's exactly right. Even Chuck Todd over at NBC News said that was, in true Halloween style, a scary poll. And I think it's more than a scary
That was an
poll.
NBC poll.
That's right. 71% think we're on the wrong track. To say this is hit the panic button for the Biden administration is an understatement. I think, Captain, that for whatever's happening behind the scenes there, it doesn't appear to be a normal administration. I don't know what they're doing or think they can do to try to turn around these kinds of poll numbers. It's as if they see the cliff, they know they're going towards it, and they're just going along their merry way. I mean, what is happening there?
Well, last week at a rally in Virginia for former Governor Terry McAuliffe, he stood up there and said, we're on the right track. And then McAuliffe stood up there and said, oh, yeah, we're on the right track. Everything's going good. The school's here. We don't have any problem here. There's no CRT in the state. And by the way, I send my kids to school, and I've never heard of anything like that. Let me tell you something, folks. Terry McAuliffe sends his 5 children to a private school. How would he know anything that's going on in a public school?
Yeah, very, very good question. And, you know,
very, very good fact that nobody's mentioned until, like, right now.
Right. Well, also, Captain, what's also interesting about these polls is that it seems that Republicans seem to have the confidence of people when it comes to things that they really care about, like border security, inflation, national security, crime, and the economy. You know, this is a lose-lose-lose across the board for the Biden.
Well, here's what he's counting on. The president's ignored all the Americans who are out there struggling with the increased inflation, high gas prices, supply chain shortages, and promoted the free things he wants to give all Americans, thinking that that's going to counter the difference and take care of everything. Don't worry. I give you free stuff.
Well, he gives free stuff, and he's also evidently going to give $450,000.
It's not. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Hold on a minute. That has been thrown in the can.
Well, it should be.
That's been thrown in the can. They had so much kickback on that they got rid of that quickly. Now, will they give him some money? Sure. Will it be $10,000 or $20,000? Sure. But that's $10,000 or $20,000 more than they should get, because what part of the word illegal don't you understand?
Right, but they had the gumption to actually broach that whole subject. That to me, Captain, is a non-starter, and I think it goes to cementing in the minds of the American voter, whether they're a Republican, Democrat, or Independent, that something is seriously wrong at Pennsylvania Avenue.
I want to read you something that was said on April the 5th, 2015, and then you can tell me who said it. You ready?
Yep.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, said on April the 5th, 2015. Who said that?
Who said that?
Vice President, at the time, Joe Biden.
Well,
he said that.
Well, he should know.
He told everybody exactly where we were at and what he wanted to do.
Well, right. Well, of course, now he went to the G20 and this kind of thing. And
all right. Mm-hmm. We've got our Professor Emeritus on the telephone line, and I'm sure I got him riled up, because if I didn't, he should be. Dan the Man, what's going on?
Well, two things. One, the $450,000 going to the illegals coming in. That's collusion between the president, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. It won't go through Congress. What they'll do is go to court and have the courts award them that amount. And the way they are working the federal court system is mind-boggling.
I know.
So I still think right now you have a 50-50 chance of those immigrants who have come across the border to still get that money.
I don't think so. They'll get money. It just won't be that much.
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. Maybe. It created a huge, huge brouhaha, not just across the Republican Party, but across America and the Democrats, too, are going, whoa, wait a minute.
It never gets through Congress now, even with all the Democrats.
Yep.
What I'm getting to is what you are seeing right now is the beginning of a political realignment in this country.
That's what he's trying to do.
Because they're not only mad at the politicians like Biden. They're mad at the policy. Nobody wants an electric car. Very few people.
Nope.
Nobody wants to invest into these charging stations, which isn't an investment. It's tax. All right?
Yep.
We're going over the cliff on something we don't know anything about. The Democrats are believing in fantasy right now.
Yep.
You know, you start plugging in your car every night. How are you going to have that kind of energy from a power plant to charge up? Usually at night is when the grid goes down.
Right.
For a rest. Now, the grid's going to be going all the time, gangbusters. We can't do it.
Nope.
California is a losing cause. They're gone.
Yep.
So I don't even try to understand that state anymore.
Yep.
But, what you know, you look at this, the guy running in Virginia is very smart not bringing Trump in, because now there's no target for them to hit, the Democrats, that is. I think you're seeing the beginning of a 1994 on steroids. I think 2022 could make 1994 look weak in comparison.
I agree.
You're starting to see a political realignment in this country.
I agree. And it ain't going down the left side of the aisle.
No. They're you know, the way they were describing Republicans in 2016 and 2020 was, there's just, you're always going to have a Republican Party. It's going to be a scattering of these little regional parties, but it'll never be able to amass a great victory. I think they were describing themselves in about 6 years.
And that's right.
2022, 2024 are the beginning of that.
The thing about the Democrats stand is anytime they accuse somebody of doing something, they've already done it themselves or they're about to.
I could see the Democrats in Virginia already trumping this up. That's how cynical I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
McAuliffe goes in there, you know, like Biden, small crowds. You know, he brings in the big guns, and then he wins. I don't think having Obama there, Biden there, Harris there.
Didn't help him at all. Did not help him at all.
No,
the numbers.
Usually don't. I've only seen two presidents that can change an election by force of personality. One was Ronald Reagan, and the other one was Donald Trump.
Yep.
The rest, when you bring in surrogates, you know, it gives your campaign staff a little more inspiration, but that's it.
Yep. We're going to break, so I got to let you go. We're going to do the Trucker Sidewind Bible Report. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the week, probably after the Virginia election, you think? Or the night of.
Yeah, I'm going to be glued to the television.
All right. Thank you, Dan. All right, Dan the Man and Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that
you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, they're up here in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, their website to check them out is cowboylogic.us. Cowboylogic.us. Go over there and check them out. You'll find out all sorts of things about them. All righty. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there and make sure you tell them that you want to get yourself a cup of coffee on the Captain. The Captain told you to come and get that coffee, and you'll be able to do just that. The other thing is don't forget about the fact that we stop by the Pilot and Flying J a lot over here, too. And I do know the one up there in Georgia, they
love to see you, Jackson, Georgia. I believe it's exit 205 up there, off I-75. Pull in there. They got the radio on right now, as a matter of fact. We might even hear from them here in a few minutes. But I'm going to do a doubleheader tonight of the same song. First, I'm going to play the original song, okay? The original song, way back when, done by a couple of guys called Sam and Dave. You're going to hear this, and this was a song that back in the day was extremely popular. Here we go. You back in the day when they had 45 records, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember those?
I do.
Yeah, and I remember when we played them on the radio station when I did the a program called The Teen Scene. I was the teen reporter doing the Saturday night live dance party for a while on the radio. And the old WNDR 1260, the people remember that in Syracuse, New York. And it was a lot of fun. And that was one of the most popular songs for quite a while there because Sam and Dave, they were pretty popular. And that song there, that got you going. But that's from way back when. And then I've got the updated version of that, which is even better, if that's possible.
Well, cool. We'll wait around for hour number two.
That's right. Exciting. Yeah. Can't wait. All right. Well, folks, a winter system is going to produce accumulating snow from the Great Basin Mountains into the High Plains. Another system is going to bring beneficial rain and high elevation snow across Northern California and the Northwest. We can see it right now working its way in. And cold Canadian air will spread across much of the eastern half of the United States for the next 2 to 3 days. And it'll be down here in the south, too, some of it. Temperatures in the nighttime right here in my backyard, Kyle, are going to be down in the low 60s, still back near the 80s during the daytime, but not anything like what it was before. So temperatures will be a lot more comfortable. So you take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Monday, that's when the rain is coming back to the Pacific Northwest and parts of mostly in Northern California as well. In fact, I believe it's already starting to register rain in the areas of Portland. Well, right now, looking clear, actually. So coming in on Monday morning, just a few hours from now, looking at rain coming in, forecast for the next several days. Same story for Seattle, Washington. Also, Northern California as well. Now, these events, these storms that will be coming through, Captain, they don't seem to be that they're going to be as big as the recent atmospheric river storm that came through, but some areas, like in San Francisco, maybe Eureka, Crescent City, they could get 1 to 2 inches of rain. Other areas of the region may get a little bit less than that. It appears, but it's going to be steady and it's going to be there for a while. Snow, as you mentioned also, this is going to be mostly, from what we understand, in the 8,000 foot level, so be very careful if you're traveling through the mountainous regions. Tonight, we've got a winter weather advisory. This is going to be down near Cheyenne, Wyoming, in the southeast corner of Wyoming. That's going to bleed on over into Nebraska as well, covering parts of that area there. So let's take a quick temperature roundup here. It's very cold at this moment in Helena, Montana, 24 degrees, Captain. Great Falls, Montana, checking in at 19 degrees. Also, for our friends in Reno, Nevada, 49 degrees right now, and 28 degrees in Bozeman, Montana, but it is a balmy 72 degrees right now in Palm Springs, California.
And it's 68 degrees right here in my backyard, but after you telling people that, I might have to put my coat on. And I'm looking at the snow that you're talking about, the winter weather advisory coming across just south of I-80, about halfway across Nebraska down to the Kansas state line. So it is there. And if you're coming out of Colorado, it looks like as if you're going to pick up some of that on I-80 around North Platte and run with it for maybe 50, 60 miles or so. This is moving to the east. Now, we do have a freeze warning big time along I-80 in the Quad Cities of Iowa right now. And then if you're coming into Chicago, it comes across around the outskirts of Chicago, goes up towards the Wisconsin line, but doesn't quite affect Chicago tonight. This is a hard freeze advisory. LJ, you're coming down just in time because your feet are going to be a little chilly up there in Michigan tonight. And up there along Lake Huron in particular, they've got a gale warning up there along with cold temperatures, and that's going to make things miserable. That's for sure. And we're just getting rid of the gale warning up there along the coast of Maine and up there where Lynn is in Cape Cod. And by the way, I think she was without power for a few days. But anyway, just getting rid of the gale warning up there as things are going out to sea. And other than that, might be a little bit of fog tonight along the Chesapeake Bay. It looks that way anyway. Kind of hit or miss. And I'm looking down here into the south. I don't see anything to bother you at all. Might have a little bit of fog around New Orleans over towards Pascagoula because of the water temperature being warm and the air being cold. We might have a little bit of fog here by the looks, but so far things don't look all that bad. Now, because I got a little bit of time here, a minute, I got a message when we were coming in, and I told you who sent me the message. This is from Cheryl, and Cheryl, I'm going to read what you said, and then I'm going to comment. Now funds are wanted to award those that entered the country illegally because their family was separated. How do they know they're truly family? Good question. This is insane. Families got separated in this nation for all sorts of reasons, yet taxpayers are responsible for that issue? I don't think so. Well, I agree with you, Cheryl. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, exactly. What we're seeing, again, is this brazen brazen policy of trying to give people hundreds of thousands of dollars, I think in the hopes of trying to get them to, of course, support the support Democrat elections eventually. But, Captain, with the thousands of people that have already essentially, you know, come to try to collect this in sense of going to their, to, you know, they have these representatives and so forth, if it's thousands of people who would get $450,000 each, that's going to be upwards of $1 billion at some point.
Yeah. Now, listen, I got some pretty good news here for the police officers that are listening. For you guys that are up there, NYPD officers that are losing your jobs because of the vaccine deal, Suffolk County is hiring over 700 cops right now, including those of you from the NYPD, Suffolk County, not too far away from where you live up there. Maybe it's a great opportunity for you. And don't forget, Florida, a $5,000 bonus for the guys that are getting hired down here. $5,000 bonus. All right, Kyle, you hang on, folks. I'm coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning. Lots of stuff coming your way, and we're happy to bring it to you. Hour number two coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.